Lesson 85. Consider. Decision. What do you consider to be the best occupation in the world?
I consider an actress to be the best occupation in the world.
Why must we consider carefully before making an important decision?
We must consider carefully before making an important decision because if we don't consider carefully, we might make a big mistake.
Whatever. Whenever. Wherever. Whoever. Limit. Unlimited. Most of. What's the difference between the words what and whatever?
The difference between the words what and whatever is that we use the word what in a limited sense, whereas we use the word whatever in a more unlimited sense.
If you could buy whatever you wanted, what would you buy?
If I could buy whatever I wanted, I'd buy a car.
Can you go for a holiday whenever you like?
No, I can't go for a holiday whenever I like.
Why not?
Because I have to work for most of the year.
If you could go wherever you liked in the world, where'd you go?
If I could go wherever I liked in the world, I'd go to the Caribbean.
If you could meet whoever you wanted in the world, who would you prefer to meet?
If I could meet whoever I wanted in the world, I'd prefer to meet the President of the United States of America.
Truth. Lie. Tell the truth. Tell a lie. Honest. Do you always tell the truth?
No, I don't always tell the truth. Sometimes I tell lies.
Why not?
Because it's sometimes necessary to tell lies in order not to be unpleasant.
Do newspapers always tell the truth?
No, newspapers don't always tell the truth. Sometimes they tell lies.
Why do they sometimes tell lies?
They sometimes tell lies because they want to sell more newspapers.
Miss. What's the opposite of the verb to catch?
The opposite of the verb to catch is to miss.
If I threw my pen to you, do you think you'd catch it or miss it?
If you threw your pen to me, I think I'd miss it.
Are you in the habit of missing trains and buses?
Yes, I'm in the habit of missing trains and buses.
Why?
Because I always leave everything to the last minute and then have to hurry.
How long do you have to be away from home before you begin to miss your family and friends?
I have to be away from home for about 1 month before I begin to miss my family and friends.
Did you miss the last lesson? If so, why?
No, I didn't miss the last lesson.
Union. Trade union. Organisation. In favour of. Pay. Wages. Do you think that a union of all the countries in Europe or South America, etc., will ever be possible?
Yes, I think a union of all the countries in Europe or South America will one day be possible.
What is a trade union?
A trade union is an organisation composed of workers from a particular industry. It protects the workers and fights to improve their pay and conditions.
Are you in favour of trade unions?
Yes, I'm in favour of trade unions.
Rope. Climb. What can we use rope for?
We can use rope for climbing mountains, pulling things, etc.
What did you see if you climbed the stairs to the top of this building?
If I climbed the stairs to the top of this building, I'd see other buildings.
Is it easy to climb to the top of the music industry and stay there?
No, it isn't easy to climb to the top of the music industry and stay there. It's difficult.
Caught. Look for. If you lost your keys, where would you look for them first?
If I lost my keys, I would look for them first in my house.
Where do people go when they are looking for justice?
People go to the law courts when they are looking for justice.
Judge. Would you like the job of a judge?
Yes, I'd like the job of a judge.
Dark. Darken. Short. Shorten. Wide. Widen. Width. Length, lengthen. Strength, strengthen. Friendship. How do we form verbs from certain adjectives or nouns?
We form verbs from certain adjectives or nouns by adding the letters en.
Give me some examples, please.
Dark, darken. Short, shorten, etc.
What does the verb to darken mean?
The verb to darken means to make darker or to get darker.
If our trousers are too long, what must we do to them?
If our trousers are too long, we must shorten them.
Do the days lengthen or shorten as we go towards summer?
The days lengthen as we go towards summer.
Do you think sport can strengthen the friendship between different countries?
Yes, I think sport can strengthen the friendship between different countries.
How many syllables must an adjective or noun have in order for us to form a verb from it?
An adjective or noun must have only one syllable in order for us to form a verb from it.
Can we form verbs from all adjectives and nouns of one syllable?
No, we can't form verbs from all adjectives and nouns of one syllable.
Give me an example of a one-syllable adjective from which we can't form a verb.
An example of a one-syllable adjective from which we can't form a verb is small.